Thank you for listening. Today we're again talking about Italy with David Lee, Senior Europe Analyst. David, in a break from our usual conversations, I think today we actually may have some progress to report on. Does Italy really have a new president and a new prime minister?
Well, not quite yet. The parties dragged a reluctant Giorgio Napolitano back to the presidential palace at the weekend when it became clear that they needed a compromise candidate whom they both respected, and that their mutual shortlist was a very short list indeed. Napolitano's main job now is to guide Italy through its current political crisis and facilitate the formation of a government. So it's his turn to do the dragging.
Okay, so who has he chosen?
Well, the man who is pictured driving his Fiat to the presidential palace to accept the nomination this morning is Enrico Letta. He's the deputy head of the centre-left Democratic Party. You may remember that their head, Pierluigi Bersani, resigned after the presidency fiasco. He's now Prime Minister designate and will work to form a government, probably a grand coalition of his own PD, Berlusconi's PDL, and the bloc that supported Mario Monti. Napolitano will probably give him a big helping hand. Now, the fact that the process has got this far suggests that Letta has a degree of support from the PDL. Incidentally, he's the nephew of Berlusconi's long-time right-hand man, Gianni Letta, which probably helped in that. Letta's young by the standards of Italian leaders. In fact, at 46, he's young by the standards of any leaders. And this will help in spiking the accusation that Italy's just a gerontocracy run by the same very old faces all the time. At the same time, he was only 32 when he got his first cabinet post back in the late 90s, so he's got plenty of experience. He's certainly an interesting choice, and he's more overtly political than most thought. He's definitely not another superannuated technocrat.
Okay, so what do we know about his politics?
Well, politically, he's on the centre of the centre-left. He's been pretty clear so far that he opposes the rigour with which the EU's pursued austerity during the crisis. He said as much just the other day. So while budgetary responsibility isn't going to go away entirely, there's no way that it can, he'll certainly want to dial back some of Monti's more ambitious cost-cutting and revenue-raising measures. He's certainly a pro-European. He was an MEP for a term, and that will help him carry the argument in that forum too. Angela Merkel's certainly much more likely to have a constructive discussion with him than with Beppe Grillo or a disciple of Berlusconi.
And do you think we will get a government, or is he just a temporary man?
Yeah, it's looking likely now. There's still a bit of water to pass under the bridge before people agree on the government. But I think it's going to happen. Napolitano warned on nominating Letta that a government would not come at any cost, which is basically a polite way of telling the parties not to impose too many conditions and to hang on desperately for their own demands. That said, the PDL's in front in the polls, and this will allow Berlusconi to use the spectre of repeat elections to try and chisel out a better deal compared with the other parties. So it looks likely that a cabinet will start taking shape by the end of the week, and it could face a confidence vote as soon as Monday. And if it gets that far, it will win. That's the way Italian politics works. Then the work begins. We don't yet know whether Letta will try and be a short-term leader to try and calm things down and get the country ready for new elections later in the year, possibly early next year, or whether he'll aim to stay in office for his whole term. Even if the latter is his goal, he's very unlikely to achieve it. Grand coalitions don't really prove durable anywhere, let alone Italy, and let alone at a time like this.
Okay, thanks, David. We'll have to leave it there for today. If you'd like to follow more of David's analysis, you can do so by signing up for a trial of Control Risk, Country Risk Forecast subscription service from the Control Risk website. That's www.controlrisk.com. Alternatively, you can find more of our podcasts by searching for Control Risk in iTunes.